talking to trainer Terry Evans. Terry, with regard to a few of the horses in your stable that we might see shine maybe towards the Tasmanian Summer Racing Carnival, let's first talk about, well, a four-year-old mare now in Carbon County.
Yeah, Pete, Carbon County, I'm looking forward to her over the Summer Carnival. She's a dead set stayer, and I think she's ran five times in the 2100 metres and hasn't disgraced herself yet, so looking forward to her.
Well, I recall her winning in Launceston back in August, and last preparation, she was really awesome.
Yeah, she sat wide most of the way, which wasn't anybody's fault, just the way it panned out. And she kept going and was going just as strong on the line as anywhere.
All right, well, she's out of cattle, Kate. She got a bit of ground, and of course you bred this this mare. It must feel good when you can see them come to the track and start to perform well when you actually breed them and you own them.
It does, Pete. They're like your children. She, Kate won the Strut Stakes and got beaten an eyebrow in the Newnham Cup, and she would have been competitive in the Oaks, but she reared over and broke her with her, so that put her out for a while. But as you said, it's great that they're like your children, and I bred her mother and bred her grandmother, so yeah, it's all pretty exciting.
Other horses like Stacey Ann, she was a little bit of a rat pack when she first started, but she seems to have settled down and she's put her mind on the job, and she might be okay during the this preparation.
Yeah, Stace has caused us lots of grief. I've walked 10,000 kilometres with her, I think, but she seems to have settled down now, and we mightn't have found the best of her yet. You know, there's still improvement in her yet, I think.
All right, and there's a couple of others that have shown a little bit of promise.
Dazzling Day, he's not brilliant, but he's sort of plodding along and running a few places here and there. Oxy Angel, Ox is a little bit disappointing at the moment, but she might come right yet.
All right, youngsters, of course you had the horse, the two-year-old of the year last season in Western Hero. You got some nice youngsters. I know there's one there by Casino Prince that you're pretty keen on.
Yeah, I bought her at a sale in Melbourne. I went and had a look at her and I didn't think I'd be able to buy her, but luckily she was early on the second day, about the third lot, I think, and a lot of the people weren't all that keen that early, so I was able to buy her.
All right, and she's out of...
A mare called Walvis Bay, and she held a 1,000-metre track record at Taree for a while, so might be something there.
And she's showing you something early on in preparation?
I haven't really asked her yet, but anything serious, the same as all the others, but what we have asked, she's done, you know, with flying colours.
All right, would you expect her to be an early two-year-old?
Suji Armano does.
Well, Suji does nearly all of your track work now.
Suji does a wonderful job with all my babies. We've got six here at the moment, and Suji's got them all. The girls ride them now.
Yeah. Well, that's a real bonus.
Yeah, it is. He puts a lot of hard work in them. It's really good.
All right, mate. Look, all the best with the youngsters, but certainly we'll look with anticipation for Carbon County when she steps out.
Thanks a lot, Pete.